PublicBroadcastingNetwork.org, and it's February 12th, 2017, and the call-in number is 800-313-9443. We're getting into, we got it, the heavy-duty stuff we haven't even given you yet from the first hour on the ETFs, you know, in terms of exchange-traded funds for carbon taxed by the governors to be formed with a new government on Earth this week, which will be discussed on the C2G2 conference on a concern of the geoengineering of the climate. So I will take Jeff from Idaho, whom I honor on my show. We got a lot to cover, but we're going to take
Jeff. Yeah, well, I'm going to try and tie it in. Hey, Dr. Parker, Carol Klotz-Vila's work and his co-author that wrote the book The Sun Thief, they indicate the covert geoengineering is genocide, a case pure and simple. Right? So
yeah.
Secretary of State, the Secretary of the Treasury had basically got $1 billion from the housing debacles. So, you know, he needs to be dumped due to non-support probably of the H.R. 790 of Walter Jones and the Glass-Steagall Reenactment Act. The CIP, the China-Japan issue, and the China satellite issue are probably tied to the Iran petrodollar. The three-week-old launch of the Iridium 10 satellite network for the 5G network are tied in with this 16-bit information I'll give you in a second. Study Clint's version 3 book on page 189, and audit the Wednesday weekly rollover of the Court Registry Investment System, CRIS. This is probably tied in why Promise Software was developed a long time ago for all the SNL mm-hmm. and all the bankster gangsters and the intelligence agencies worldwide. Mm-hmm. John McCain's comment to General Mattis, do you think that the 75-year-old New World Order is faltering? Nancy Pelosi making the G.H.W. Bush mistake of President Trump indicates mm-hmm. that Sherry Edwards is mm-hmm. the one of three with the Hillary brain problems, as she's discussed in audio from 3 years ago. From mm-hmm. February 11th audio, the Dr. Clark notes FCB C-sharp to the FD resonance. This might tie in the five consciousness locations from the November 2015 resonance, five ferritin per neuron, the odd minute blood polarization of FeO2, triggering iron on the left, iridium on the right, optically triggered the biophoton rotation. The thiamine 20-second on period of every even minute allows the other five 20-second blocks of ferritin flash storage for your five consciousness locations that you talked about a couple weeks ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And this ties with the Jeff Hawkins November 2015 It might be a 16-bit 1100 hertz clock, a variable oscillator, sequence memory, Ken Wheeler, barrel shifting, and multiply and accumulate short-term memory accumulator. The CAPL4 are only the DNA backbone, and they are missing the October 5th, 2015 cosmic induction generator from the scalar atomic hydrogen generation internally. If you can find Jeff Hayes, you might be able to get him to deposit stellite 6 laser cladding and make Tesla turbine blades as reactive metal energy for the release of the catalytic metal on that that self-powered three-stage transmutation machine. Or you could use the Russian transmutation patent along with the discussion that Harvey was having from Florida. So those are kind of like some of the details. I'm about 20% done with my other project.
I've got all that, and the thing is, yeah, you're absolutely on target here. One of the things that I'm going to ask you, I'm going to be in front of, you know, that there are going to be at least 2,000 people around the Earth listening at the C2G2. Meeting, because these are nations being represented there, plus the Sierra Club and all of the Rockefeller people and everything of that sort. What question would you ask them about the geoengineering of our Earth and blocking the sun?
They've nano-contaminated everyone to get more Gellens in for these satellite control of brain patterns. And it's all genocide. So there's nothing to negotiate. All that there is liquidate.
That's what it is.
Okay? Along the lines that we've been discussing the past couple of years. And so all those legal elements that I sent you in the past week or so, I mean, they tie into all this stuff. Right.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's all you have to do. I mean, there's no real discussion on any extra taxes because there aren't going to be any. Okay? I mean, that is a fault. That's a non sequitur. I mean, you know, so just... Don't even waste your time on that. Just go straight into genocide and liquidation.
Yeah, the
And there's about 14 minutes still left after you do that.
Yeah, the thing is that the cost of carbon has always been their stop. You know, they're putting climate change connected to. The ETF investments, you know, for the transfer funds. They're using BlackRock as a low-carbon ETF investment known as CRBN. It was launched in December 2014. And that was seed finance that really came from the United Nations, the staff pension funds, and the University of Maryland. The current assets run at $335 million. That's the first bid that goes in from BlackRock on the stock market. So, in other words, what's happening is that these, they're not really bankers. They're above the bankers. You know, they actually control the money. They have financial markets. They're actually underpinning these carbon risks, they're called. Now, what I see in this, to tie in with what you and I are on the same page, that this is really paying for genocide in the real world.
Right. These guys are financial terrorists. This is like the TRIA that they were trying to push in 2003 after creating 9/11 financial terrorism to basically get risk insurance, and it's bogus.
Yeah, right. It is. And you're absolutely
bogus.
Right. Yeah. Well, listen, anyway, thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, Dr. Parker.
Anything else you want to say?
All you have to do is push the liquidation case and bring forward all those other items, because this is the time you need to do that now, right? This is what we work for, right?
Oh, yeah. This is the time because... one of the things that I'm not talking for the president, but I can tell you what I do know, that I can sneak out, you know, without blowing everybody's mind. Trump knows this. And what an audience can do is just see which one of these people in Congress or in the United Nations are going 24/7 against him, and you will see the communist.
Right. Simple as last thing, Dr. Barker, is this: is have Trump read Anna's book Between the Difference in the Corporate Sheriff and the Constitutional Sheriff, because that's an important differentiation on what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I got.
Listen.
Thanks. Okay.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you. I'm going to need it. You know, I didn't want to get into this because I was thinking about saying it's a small world department. You know what the C2G2 sessions with 37 countries and the rest of them, what they're going to use is data to substantiate geoengineering of the sun and the other planets and the earth. It blows your mind. But I'm going to tell you, this isn't open. This is under the Small World Department. I swear to God, on a stack of any Bible you want to give me, this is all coincidence. On July 16th in 1945, there was a final photo. And there are very few of these file photos the public has ever seen. And it was a picture of the first atomic explosion at the Trinity site in New Mexico. And the health effects of the people who live near the site of the world's first atomic test is going to be released today. And this is going to be held, and the release is going to be in Albuquerque, New Mexico, today. And all of the families in second and third generation coming in for the past 70-year span who have died or have cancer or these other economic hardships are going to be in the Trinity test numbers reveal. And the public was asked to stand. There was a one half of close of New Mexico population were told to stand in line of the fire of the bomb. Now the thing is that this was a test that came out coming the other way. We've all heard about Las Vegas, but the test, you know, with the Las Vegas resort trips to, you know, to watch the bomb go off and that type of thing. But this is the Trinity test that took place. It was part of the Manhattan Project. But this project, part of New Mexico, was one of the most top-secret World War II nuclear development programs. And it was actually designed out of Los Alamos, New Mexico, which at that time was a secret city. A lot of people don't realize that. When I did my medical work for Uncle Sam in terms of that at Los Alamos, coming into the Northeast for the extraterrestrial experiments and things of that sort, process thing, I never wanted to see desert again, you know. But a lot of world change of medicine occurred there. And Senator Tom Udall from New Mexico in 2015, I believe, he placed out a plea in the Senate to include New Mexico residents he kind of copied me on the water, which I was doing on the Clamp Lejeune, about the poisons in the water, which you can read about on the RBN homepage. Chloramine causes health damage, and wanted to include the download radiation, which is a different kind of radiation in New Mexico in that first bomb, and include them with the Tularosa downriders. Now, these downwinders, they're called, I did include in the proposal for the court case, which we won against the government, which is cooperation of the colonels that were there who actually filed the case in the federal courts on the contamination of the water. But I had claimed in terms of real-world physics studies and health studies, which, by the way, let's be clear, the 900 peer-reviewed health cases included thousands and thousands and thousands of people on Earth. It's on people. People. Let's understand ourselves. People talk about the poor black that got the venereal disease, you know, and the thing, and they were experimenting on. That was sad. But how about 17 million people being tested in the water for cancer-causing agents? So that is being disclosed today. And I am proud to have been a small part of the expose of the what is called the New Mexico Tumor Registry into Tularosa. And cancer is a leading cause of death in New Mexico. It's the only state in the Union that has the highest cancer death rate in the United States. And also, it has a higher cancer rate than France, where another kind of experiment was done very similar to the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium. My hat's off to you people in New Mexico, and I will help you in any way I can on the down road. May even come on February 16th, we won't even realize it. There was a little event that occurred last week that was the public, if they were watching, coming out, they would consider it was a touchy-feely story, but it's not. The United States Research and Development of the Health and Human Services research on bagels was shut down after 60-some years of the bagels, use of bagel dogs for experimentation. The public wouldn't realize that bagels are the one dog. There's another one, Dalmatian, that has a missing. The Dalmatians are always experimented on for uric acid for humans. Bagels are for water. The experiment of the water database on humans and dogs have been black screened. And that occurred just a few days ago. So they're trying to find homes for thousands of beagles that have been experimented on for many years. And the key story, why would you shut down the highest water determination of electrolytes in the human being and the water experimentations for determining data for humans by shutting down the dogs on the DNA project? I'm going to leave that with you. We'll see you on the break on the next end, 800-313-9443. Well,
do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Bhagavad Ways. I just want to mention a lot of research is coming in. But I'll do that after the break that comes after this 7 minute interlude. You know, I talk about carvings that are 5,000-6,000 years old. And for many years now, the thing is, I've been studying the concept of the Vedic religion, which has a serpent or a dragon that personifies a drought and adversary of a space warrior called Indra. In Hinduism, Vitra is identified as an Asura. Vitra was also known in the Vedas as the Zya in the thing in Sanskrit, and which literally means snake. And he appears in carvings as a dragon. He's blocking the course of rivers, and he kept the waters of the world captive until he was killed by Indra, according to the Sanskrit. And he destroyed the 99 fortresses of Vitra, which were called Shambhara, before liberating the imprisoned rivers in the earth. And that's a long, you know, that's just a, you know, a short statement about what I learned on my travels at Oxford and Yale. And I always wondered about that. And for years I've been working and reviewing projects, which have now come to four. I always wondered why the capture of the water in the earth, why 6,000 years ago, 6,000 years before Christ, this would be determined. And I'm going to be writing about this because the University of Saskatchewan has shown that my vitra, the vitra thesis of the Sanskrit gods may have something to do with the water formation. And it has been shown that in the inside of the mantle of the earth, there are conditions that are that turn hydrogen and rock into water. And the quartz captures this newly formed water, and of course it can cause earthquakes under the quartz layers for the water. So in other words, it shows that the planet's water originated from within the earth. The university wishes to nominate me for a prize for figuring that out. We're talking, how long are we talking? 28 years? And when I first saw that carving in Indonesia. So you have here where the reaction takes place about 1,400 degrees centigrade, which was, it pressures about 20,000 times higher than the atmospheric pressure as silica or silicon dioxide. Then it reacts with the liquid hydrogen to form the liquid water and silicon hydride. So it's trapped into the crystal itself as the water. And that explains word for word the 4,000 Sanskrit manuscripts, which I was allowed to read at Oxford. And I kept saying that the Vidra kept the waters of the world captive. Well, you see, it's been the meteorites presented water to the earth. It's been the physics theory. And the Indra became known as the Vayatrana, or the slayer of Vidra, and I always wondered about it. But the slayer of the firstborn of dragons. So why would the firstborn of that dragon be the slayer of Vidra, who captured and kept the waters of the world captive, unless you were beyond on the first forming of the earth for the crystal? Because in Sanskrit, it took me 4 years to learn Sanskrit, by the way. And when they had been on the side of Vidra, to fight against Vidra, they were called fathers. It's very interesting. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and welcome aboard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, when I heard that the government was shutting down the beagles, dog experiments for water. See, beagles have genetic codes with missing genes in terms of determined electrolytes. When you have in your chemical analysis amount of electrolytes, the amount of water that it takes for the human being to live, all those pieces of information is from beagles. One of the things that I made an agreement with for stem cell research to try to grow new lung tissue, I made with five medical teams around the world, that they could use my success with that on other possibilities of cell stem cell work, of which I have placed a license on my own body. In other words, I've licensed my cells. It's never been done in the patent license world before, but it is now, because stem cell research in the United States is still illegal until they have the Senate pass a special bill for doing stem cell research in the United States. And I've been reviewing one piece of work on the creation of new life by the University of Nottingham, that on the stem, they use the stem cells, and what they've done, they have created under my model, that energy and vibration, in terms of the source, in fact, of life, is being, as the Vedas of the Sanskrit is saying. If you look at the terms of the basis of what's called the ether change in reverse. In other words, you can use optical diffractions from safe, you have a safe cure actually to a harmful radiation. You can even use toxic dyes to determine cell action. But the University of Nottingham decided to, so since this cell has been mind changed, which is one of my phrases, in other words, using my mind thoughts in terms of laser comprehensions of different wavelengths of the brain, they decided to go and use phonons instead of photons. Photons have, in microscopy, are used to have wavelengths that can only see cells by short limiting sizes, and you can see the smallest sizes. But that's what you can do with that suspected extraterrestrial tissue in Finland in the 100,000 year vault, which is being made in the Finland Islands in Finland for disposal radioactivity. And so if you can you'll have a limited size of very small objects being resolved with using photons. But they decided, since this was a process of light in terms from the mind to change the cell, why not use a suboptical wavelength of phonons, which is really ultrasound? So this is a Buddha principle that I have in the license of the patenting of this, and I took it from Buddhism, which is their basic function of cause and effect through sound. And you have this imaging that where how the sound with these low energy payloads can exploit actually to have a high resolution of 3D images of living cells. And the imaging spares the cells actually that super resolution technique. In other words, the cells are being seen by living sound. Just think of that. To be able to see a live cell by a stem cell transplantation by a phonon suboptical wavelength. Just think of that. If that helps the world in any form, then I feel good about that, my small part. In taking a piece from Dr. Emoto from the year 2007 interview, and I had an October 6, 2006 interview, which I talked about the globalization of genetic research. On September 29th, I talked about the, on RBN and Parker Pathways, the global strategies for war, water, and food domination, and consent forms in hospitals to redistribute human property liabilities and human ownership, and the ownership of human tissue and blood, including tissues, for the Celebrity Genome Project, which I mentioned in the first hour. Now, you take that on the idea of being able to create a cell, and in the process of using a photon of ultrasound to create and see a living cell and create that living cell, what would you do if you took that and placed it in a water drop the size of a pinhead? So you have water's turning on life, and you can rely on that balance of what's called quantum forces. Take that step further, which I'm going to present at the C2G2, and I'm going to say that nations should be placed in a separate category, even though it's now a global patent service. In other words, Obama changed the Constitution as his first act on patent law, and that was as with help from the Virginia senator. He was the first to file rules of patent file date, and not the first to invent. He took away Thomas Jefferson's global concept of the first to invent. Change the Constitution with one stroke. In the real world, it's called the American Invents Act. I'm going to propose on a national stage that water is a process of a life-giving property. It takes a lot of heat to warm the water, even a little, and the quality, you know, and allows the mammals to regulate their body temperature. That's where the Beagle experiments were. All that experimentation has now been black screened. I want you to think about that. We had the call from Wes from Idaho. It's a very good caller. But the insinuation should be that we should all go home and forget it. Oh, yeah, they figured it out. Some guy with his three machines coming in the other way, we did a remarkable innovation concept. Everybody will say that he's a very smart guy, which they do. And he is. I don't have any problem with it. We'll just forget it. You won't have a possibility to have vaccines for any disease on this planet if you geoengineer the water from the geoengineering. And you know why the word governance is in the C2G2? Governance means nations govern it. That's the point of the conference. So if you have a loss of life-giving features from the water, they would arise from a weak hydrogen bond. They would hold that water molecule together in the network structure, see. So now that you have a hydrogen bond that can hold ice molecules in a more open structure than in liquid water, then you have a lower density. If you don't have hydrogen bonds to have the liquid molecules move freely and take up more space than in the rigid structure, which is being muscle. So the quantum effects of the hydrogen bond keep the changing in what's called the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, which says that no molecule can have a definite position with respect to others. This destabilizes the network, you see, by removing the water's special properties. So if the water exists as a network of hydrogen bonds in the face of these destabilizing quantum effects, no one knows except if you geoengineer the Earth to have a change of climate. Climate is water. It's the water vapors. I remember being on John Stadmiller's show for a few moments. One day when I was subbing as well for John. And there was a caller. We're a minute and a half before we finished the John Stadmiller show. And John is there and everything. And this caller asked four questions, which I recognized. One was in quantum physics, the other was the development of the water itself, one was the development of the formation of a new Earth, and the other was the biggest gotcha question that you'd ever have. I answered that one first. I told this caller that above the Earth there are water rivers. Obviously, this caller was a caller who was out to get me, you know, like a lot of callers will call in and, you know, says, well, what do you think about vaccines? You know, the thing is that where we are here is that there are water rivers above the Earth. There's a water vapor itself, and the life-giving water is based upon the quantum physics of the creation of the hydrogen. You will destroy the hydrogen bomb if you geoengineer. And these nations know it. Yes. So, the water has a quantum uncertainty. It has the uncertainty of the bond links with each water molecule, and it does so in such a way to strengthen the attraction between molecules that mean the hydrogen bond network. It has two quantum effects which cancel out each other. That's why heavy water, in which the molecule, you know, it has two atoms and then it's replaced by deuterium. This is an isotope of hydrogen, and it contains a neutron as well as a proton. And that extra bulk, you know, makes it less vulnerable to those quantum uncertainties. Geoengineer will break that hydrogen bomb. And what do? When you do that, you have what Jeff from Idaho used the word genocide. For real. So if you have cities that are still struggling to work with recycled contamination that'll cost money to certain people and the corrupt unions, the recycling partnership, nonprofits with Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection on new ways to address the municipalities and the formation of waste. There is a process by which one of the basis of psychological, it's called the battle of expertise in psychology information law, where the Sustran book Nudge formed the basis of what is called the planetary psychology change for taking on Obamacare, for instance. That was all a psychology trick. See? There's a research analyst whose name is Ron Newmond, and he's made a statement that I think is profound and absolutely within the framework of who is going to survive and who isn't on how you deal with waste. Quote, whenever people are forced to make a decision, they are kind of making up their own rules. And I believe that the process of the municipalities to customize their needs as who lives and dies in terms of the process of the waste and how it's promulgated is part of the process of what I will quote Hunter Hayes, who is a psychologist. Hunter Hayes, the policies of these different constituents across cities, which will be presented on the UN as I present his work. Quote, the fatal flaw has been the assumption that the more education people have, the more they understand about the way things are running, the more they're going to care. Now, if I look around at the world as it is today, in terms of the violence promulgated and the development of what is called the psychology of psychology law, which is part of the White House Task Force, that the government is taking over the thought process of monopoly on the legal prohibition of the taxes on your body. See, that was the basis by which the Obamacare system was on. Remember when I had the interviews with Dr. Emanuel, the father of the death knell? See? And there was a piece of statistic to reinforce Dr. Emanuel, and that is that the life expectancy in the United States is falling for the first time in 23 years. And now it's 78 years instead of 75 that you have a right to live. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, 15 years ago. It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Parker Pathways. I just want you to know that we need to get a lot of time in terms of the need for population control by the Sierra Club to have a sustainable population. I'll be going up against him on February 26th if I have a voice. And I'm glad I have a voice to take a call from Pat in Fort Worth. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr.
Hello,
Parker.
Pat.
I'm not changing the subject, but you dropped a hint or something that about pollution to hurt people. This damaged area here in New Mexico that's come up, well, it was 3 years ago, but nobody's heard anything about it, where they were dumping all that radiation, and it's supposed to be worse than Three Mile Island.
Yeah. It's there.
And one thing I thought about New Mexico, everybody wants to move here, they have illegal DNA banks there, right?
Yes.
Where they, yeah. What are they up to? Are they doing experiments on the population around there?
I think the... Well, the people are not supposed to know what's going on there. But I'll put it to you this way. The last week's story, I keep bringing it up. The Beagle water, using beagles for the determination of the water experiments that have been going on for 40 to 50 years, those data are transcribed in human medicine. What would it take, as a supposition, that since the human species is dying on the earth for real, so are animals. And people say, oh, the species are dying because of climate change. No, it's because they're dealing with called transfer DNA and ribonucleic acids that are called carriers. This is a formulation of developing across species to be able to develop a new medicine. So this is why the future, like I just before the last break, the life expectancy of a human on the planet, of course, by Dr. Emmanuel on the death panel, in the Independent Payment Advisory Board in Obamacare, is set up that you die at 75. Beyond that, your metric mathematics for the kind of care you get and how long you'll live and that type of thing, and what you're worth. At that time when I presented this in the year 2006, which I was beginning to talk about the death panel before it was even called the death panel, and the Alaska governor, Sarah Palin, called it that accurately. But why was it called the death panel? Because they were using a way to have personalized medicine to save the human species. And that's your best guess as to what's going on in that place. It's very important what you're asking. And I hope you call back again, Pat, because this is the big time of the world. We'll see you on the next live hour of Parker Pathways. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. And thank you for being here. We'll see you in the next live hour.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.